各位弟兄姊妹，今天我們很高興呢有 Dr. Gordon Nicol 在我們當中和我們分享神的話語。 Dr. Gordon 呢，他在這個印度巴基斯坦裡面來到去做宣教士，他都是一位的學者，他對這個的《可蘭經》是素有研究。他神給他托付他的心意呢，是怎樣在穆斯林信徒裡面來到將神的信息帶給他們當中。我們將以下的時間交給 Dr. Gordon Nicol， 有馮兆倫弟兄來到做傳譯。 Dr. Gordon Nicol please。
Good morning. I'm so thankful to be with you this morning.
各位早晨，我今天很高兴可以在大家的当中。
I know it's a special privilege to preach in such a respected congregation.
我知道能够在一个这么受尊敬的会众当中来到去传道讲道，是一个很特别的荣幸。
I'm actually a Vancouver boy.
我其實是一個溫哥華的男孩子。
I was born in the Grace Hospital.
我在 Grace Hospital 嗰度嚟到係出世。
And grew up in Burnaby.
我喺本拿比長大。
And then when I was nine, my parents became missionaries.
當我九歲嘅時候，我嘅父母成為咗宣教士。
And I graduated from high school in India.
我在印度的中學那裡來到畢業的。
So over the years we've seen many changes in Richmond and Vancouver.
所以在這麼多年之間呢，我在溫哥華和列治文都看到很多的改變。
Now I don't know Cantonese.
我不識廣東話。
I'm sorry.
對不起。
But I want you to know how important is the presenceof Cantonese speaking Christians in Richmond and Vancouver.
我想大家知道呢，在列治文和溫哥華有講廣東話的基督徒是很重要的。
Your presence is so important.
你的存在是很重要的。
And your witness to Jesus Christ.
為主耶穌所作的見證是很重要的。
And your fellowship as you are doing today.
你們大家一起的團契好像今天這樣是很重要的。
My prayer this morning is as we look at God's word your heart can be encouraged to take a stand for the Lord Jesus.
我的禱告就是當我們今天在這裡當我講道的時候，你能夠被鼓舞，能夠為耶穌來到作見證。
I'm thankful to my translator Siu Lun.
我好感謝有機會嚟到係侍奉。
Did he say the same thing? But he has to translate some difficult ideas.
有一啲嘅説話係可能好難翻譯嘅。
We're talking about lordship.
我哋講到基督係主。
Maybe in different cultures we have some different ideas about what that means.
或者在不同的文化裏面，可能對這個的認，對這樣基督耶，主這個認識是有不同。
But my faith is God can speak to all of us through His Word, right?
我相信，但是我相信神是可以對我們不同的人都來到講說話。
Now, if we want to read God's Word about Lordship, we like to go to Romans chapter 10.
如果我們要去講到耶穌是主這個題目的時候，我們就回到去羅馬書的第十章。
Thank you so much for the reading earlier in the service.
我很感謝在之前我們能夠去讀這段的經文。
And my focus is on verse 9.
我的中心點會是集中在羅馬書第十章的第九節。
And you know it well. It's so simple.
你大家都可能好認識嘅，係好簡單嘅。
It's so clear.
係好清楚嘅。
What must we believe?
我哋一定要需要相信啲乜嘢。
What must we confess with our lips?
需要承認啲乜嘢。
and in order to be saved.
是如果我们要得救，是要怎样做？
So the answer to the song that the two women sang before, we must answer, yes, there is a way to be saved.
那个答案，刚才那两位姊妹所唱那首歌，那个的答案就是，没错，我们是有一个方法，我们可以得救。
And if you look in chapter 10, as the reading was, you see that it says, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
当我们看第十，罗马书第十章的时候，我们知道我们有，我们可以得救。
And this passage says something wonderful about the Lord Jesus.
这段经文也都呢，是讲到一些是耶稣很奇妙的事。
In verse 13, it quotes from the Old Testament, from the book of Joel.
在第十三节那里，他引用了旧约约珥书的经文。
And if you look in Joel, the Lord here is Yahweh, is the God of the Old Testament.
如果你睇翻约珥书的时候，那个的主就是耶和华旧约里边的神。
And yet he says, whoever calls on the name of this Lord, Jesus, will be saved.
但是他说话，如果你是求告这一位的主，耶稣这一位的主，你就会得救。
But another passage we can look at very quickly is Philippians chapter 2.
另外一段经文我们可以去看的就是腓立比书的第二章。
Do you have it there, Celan?
我们看罗马书，腓立比书第二章的九至到十一节，请听我读。腓立比书二章九至十一节，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
This is also very clear, isn't it?
这个都是很清楚的，是吗？
God the Father has raised Jesus to the highest place.
神将他升为至高。
So that every knee should bow to him.
令到万膝都要向他跪拜。
And every tongue confess that he is the Lord.
万口都要承认他是主。
Now when we look at this theme in the New Testament, one scholar, Dr. Taves, he says this.
当我们来到去看到新约的时候，有一位的学者 Dr. Tays 这样讲。
He says this confession that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all.
他说这个承认基督是耶稣是万有的主。
Is actually the central theological claim of the New Testament.
就是新约里面最中心所神学的思想。
Jesus alone is Lord.
唯有主耶稣是主。
And beside him there is no other.
除了他之外，没有其他的主。
Well, the Word of God speaks to us about this, and we want to ask now, what does it mean?
我们神的话这样跟我们讲耶稣是主，但是这是什么意思呢？
We say Jesus is Lord.
我们说主耶稣是主。
In the English service, the young people were singing, He is Lord, He is Lord.
在英文堂的时候，那些年轻人在那里唱他是主，他是主。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
Let's look at this for some minutes.
我们来到花一些时间来到去看。
Yes, the New Testament calls Jesus Lord so many times.
在新约的时候，新约来到是讲了耶稣是主很多次。
And what does it mean?
是有什么意义呢？
Well, when we talk about lordship,We say that the human that we are, we love the Lord, we are loyal to the Lord, and we obey the Lord.
当我们都讲到主的时候，我们作为人，我们是说我们爱我们的主，我们是服从我们的主，我们忠心于我们的主。
We like to call that discipleship.
我们叫他作为一个门徒。
Certainly there's also worship.
肯定的也都是包括有敬拜
and reverence for the Lord
也都要尊敬我们的主
and on the part of the Lord there is honor and glory
在神那一方面也都就会包括有尊贵和荣耀
and especially authority
亦都係有佢嘅權柄。
One very fine New Testament scholar, Larry Hurtado, when he looked at where, when Jesus is called Lord in the New Testament, he found three themes that are very important.
一位新約嘅學者 Larry Hurtado, 佢喺當佢研究聖經嚟到關於呢個耶穌係主呢個題目嘅時候，佢揾到三樣嘢。
He says that worship was very important to the very first Christians.
佢話呢個嘅敬拜係對早期嘅基督徒係好重要嘅。
They worshipped the Lord Jesus.
佢哋敬拜耶穌基督係主。
You know from Scripture how Thomas said, "My Lord and my God."
喺聖經裏邊話，就係喺聖經裏邊多馬話，我嘅主，我嘅神。
And Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3, set apart Christ as Lord in your hearts.
彼得喺彼得前書嘅第三章第十五節嗰度話，心裏尊主為聖。
But just before the Great Commission in Matthew 28, we read there, when they saw him, they worshipped him.
喺就喺呢個耶穌嘅大使命之前，喺馬太福音嘅第二十八章第十七節嗰度話，當佢哋見到佢嘅時候就拜佢。
Another important theme of lordship is judgment.
另外一個好重要關於主呢個嘅主題就係審判。
That authority has been given to Jesus to judge.
神俾咗主耶穌有權柄去審判。
And in Romans 14, it calls him the Lord of both the dead and the living.
在羅馬書第十四章嗰度，耶穌被稱為活人同埋死人嘅主。
So you know of many scriptures where it says that God the Father gives to His Son Jesus Christ that authority to judge in the end times.
喺好多嘅經文裏邊，我哋都讀到神係將呢個嘅權柄交俾耶穌喺末世嘅時候嚟到作審判。
But let's also look at authority.
我們都來到去看權柄。
You know very well what Jesus said in Matthew 28. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
我們都很清楚在馬太福音的第28章那裡，主耶穌說天上地下所有的權柄都交付我了。
And then we have to think back to Daniel chapter 7, right?
我們都是需要是想回在但以理書的第七章那裡，
where in verse 13 and 14 he was given authority, glory and sovereign power.
他那裡說到說他是得了權柄、榮耀、國度。
All peoples, nations and men of every language worshipped him.
使各方各國各族的人都敬拜他。
But this idea of authority comes many times in the New Testament. For example, Luke 10, where Jesus says, "All things have been committed to me by the Father."
呢個嘅權柄亦都喺新約裏邊出現過好多次。喺路加福音嘅第十章嗰度嚟到路加福音第十章嗰度嚟到係提到話呢個嘅神啊，神俾咗佢有所有嘅天上地下所有嘅權柄。
And in John 17, where Jesus is praying to the Father, and Jesus says, "For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him."
在約翰福音的第十七章那裡，主耶穌向父神禱告的時候，他也說，正如你曾賜給他權柄管理凡有血氣的，叫他將永生賜給你所賜給他的人。
Let's just notice before we leave authority how Jesus used his authority.
當我們在我們未離開這個權柄這個題目之前，我們讓我們留意一下究竟耶穌是怎樣來到看他自己這個權柄。
So he said, all authority on heaven and on earth is given to me.
他說天上地下所有的權柄都賜給我了。
So how did he use this authority?
他怎樣使用這個權柄呢？
Did he make a political kingdom?
他是不是要建立一個政治的帝國呢？
No.
不是。
Did he use his authority to give his followers wealth and health?
佢係咪要用呢個嘅權柄嚟到俾佢嘅跟從者有財富同埋健康呢？
No.
唔係。
How then? How did he use it?
咁佢要嚟，佢點樣使用呢個嘅權柄呢？
In that, in his authority, he sent us out to make disciples.
用佢用佢嘅權柄嚟到係差派我哋出去。
And he promised his wonderful presence with us as we go. Brothers and sisters, I think we agree about what Scripture is saying about the Lordship of Jesus, right?
弟兄姊妹，我哋相信我哋都同意係喺聖經裏邊講到關於耶穌係主呢一個嘅題目。
So let's ask, what does it mean for us where we live?
咁我哋嚟到去睇下，究竟我哋喺我哋居住嘅地方對我哋有啲咩嘅意義咧？
We need to look at the Lordship of Jesus in Richmond and Vancouver.
我哋需要嚟到去睇喺温哥華同埋列治文嘅地方，耶穌為主呢個嘅意義。
We need to ask about when we meet people of other faiths.
我哋要去問一下，究竟我哋當我哋同其他信仰嘅人嚟到接觸嘅時候，有耶穌為主嘅意義。
And I will use Islam as one example of meeting people of other faiths.
我想用回教作為當我哋接觸其他信仰嘅人嘅一個嘅例子。
What have you found in Richmond and Vancouver?
你喺温哥華同埋列治文揾到啲乜嘢嘢咧？
Do people worship Jesus as Lord here?
喺依度嘅人有冇敬拜耶穌係主咧？
There's many people they will talk about some spiritual things, spirituality, but they don't like to connect it to Jesus.
很多的人他們會講到屬靈的事，關於靈性這件事，但是他們不將它來到是跟耶穌來到連上。
There are many people who will talk about God because they say, oh, many religions talk about God, we can talk about that, but don't talk about Jesus.
很多人會來到談論神，因為很多的宗教都會講到神，但是他們會說我們不要講耶穌。
I think there are many Christians who accept Jesus as Savior so they can get the benefits of salvation.
我想有很多的基督徒他們都接受耶穌是救主，令到他們可以得到救恩那個的利益。
But have they accepted Him as Lord?
但是他們有沒有接受耶穌是主呢？
Because you see, when we accept Jesus as Lord, He can tell us how to live our lives.
我哋知道，如果當我哋接受主耶穌係主嘅時候，佢就有權嚟到係話俾我哋知，我哋點樣去生活。
When the earliest Christians said Jesus is Lord,
當早期嘅教會話耶穌係主嘅時候
，this was a dangerous statement.
呢個係一個好危險嘅一個聲稱嚟嘅。
Why was it dangerous?
點解咁危險呢？
You see, because the Roman Empire, where they lived, said Caesar is Lord. And so what did the Christians say?
但是基督徒怎样讲呢?
They said Jesus is Lord.
他们说耶稣是主。
See, Lord, there can only be one Lord.
我们知道只有一位的主。
So the Christians said, Jesus is Lord, therefore Caesar is not Lord.
所以當基督徒說耶穌是主的時候，他們也都即是說凱撒不是主。
Now you see how this became dangerous?
你可以看到呢，這個是多危險的一件事。
Now, what about where we live?
我們看看我們在這裡所居住的地方又怎樣呢?
What is the lordship here in our city?
在這個城市裏面，究竟哪一位或者哪一件事、哪一樣東西是主呢？
To what or to whom do people give their loyalty?
人係向邊一嘅向邊一樣嘢，或者係向邊一位嚟到係忠心嘅當佢哋係主咧？
What is tempting our young people？
有乜嘢係引誘到我哋嘅年青人咧？
What is telling them how to think and how to behave？
乜嘢嚟到係話俾佢哋知點樣去思想，點樣嚟到係去行動咧？
Now you know some of you have come from outside Vancouver to live here。
有好，我哋當中有啲人係從外邊係搬到嚟温哥華嚟到係居住。
So I think you have an advantage. You can maybe see more clearly what our lordships might be in this city.
或者咧，你咁俾你有一個嘅好處，你可以咧睇得更加清楚，知道咧喺呢個嘅城市裏邊係啲人係以乜嘢為佢哋嘅主。
But you see, whatever that lordship may be, we must say Jesus is Lord.
但我哋可以睇到，我哋無論佢哋講乜嘢，我哋都要話耶穌係主。
This other Lord is not the Lord.
另外嘅呢個嘅主唔係主。
Now, some of us meet people from different faiths other than Christianity.
我哋有啲人，我哋會接觸到其他信仰嘅人。
Now, when we talk with them, they will say, I have my own Lord.
当我们来到是跟他们接触的时候，他们会说，啊，我有我的主。
So what should we say?
那我们应该怎么讲呢？
If we read the word of God,
如果我们读神的说话的时候，
we find only Jesus is Lord.
我们会找到只有耶稣是主。
So I think we should deny any lordship other than Lord Jesus.
所以我们应该去否定其他的主，只有耶稣是主。
Of course, we respect the people.
当然我们要尊重其他的人。
We're polite with them.
我们要对他们有礼貌。
We try to understand their faith.
我们要去尝试去明白他们的信仰。
But we must be true to our Lord.
但是我们要对我们的主来到忠诚。
If Jesus is Lord,
如果耶穌是主的時候，
that cannot be, that other one cannot be Lord.
另外那一位就不會是主了。
Is it right?
是不是呢？
Well, this is in our city that we can meet people of other faiths.
在我們這個城市那裡，我們會接觸到其他信仰的人。
When Peter met Cornelius in Acts chapter 10,
當彼得遇到這個哥尼流，在這個使徒行傳第十章遇到哥尼流的時候，
Cornelius was outside of that Jewish circle.
哥尼流不是在這個的猶太人的圈子裡面的。
What did Peter say to him?
彼得怎樣跟他說呢？
Did he say, Cornelius, you have your own religion?
他說他會不會對這個哥尼流說，啊，你有你的宗教。
It's very good.
啊，好好啊。
Continue.
繼續這樣下去吧。
Try to be a good person in your own religion.
嘗試一下在你那個的宗教裏面成為一個好人吧。
Did he say this?
他有沒有這樣說呢？
No, he said, Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
他不是這樣說，他是對哥尼流說，耶穌基督是萬有的主。
So we say, according to the word of God, in every culture,Jesus is Lord.
所以我們根據聖經上面所說的，我們對所有的文化，我們都要說耶穌基督是主。
That is not using my culture to judge another culture.
這個不是用我的文化來到去論斷其他的文化。
But I let the word of God judge my culture and every other culture.
但是我讓神的話語來到是去判斷我的文化，亦都是判斷其他的文化。
Well, let's talk for a few minutes about the religion of Islam.
讓我來到用幾分鐘的時間來到是去講到回教這個的宗教。
Do you know a little bit about this religion?
你對回教有沒有一些的認識呢？
I met some members from Malaysia.
我接觸到有一啲嘅人咧，佢哋係喺馬來西亞嚟嘅。
So they know something about Islam.
所以佢哋咧都認識到有回教嘅少少。
Now in Islam, Jesus is a prophet.
在回教里面，耶稣是一位先知。
But he is not Lord.
但是他不是主。
When you talk with Muslims, they will say, yes, we accept Jesus as a prophet, but he's not the son of God.
当你跟回教徒谈话的时候，他说，啊，我们都接受耶稣的，不过他作为一位的先知，但是他不是主。穆罕默德是我们的主。
So they are not interested in what Jesus did or what he said.
所以他们不是对于耶稣所讲所做的不是很有兴趣。
You see, if we have a Lord, we want to know what that Lord taught and what that Lord did.
如果我们是有一位的主的时候，我们就应该有兴趣知道那一位的主所做所讲的。
Because we want to obey his teachings, we want to follow his example.
我们因为我们想来到是去遵照他的诫命，遵守他所行所做的。
But in Islam, Jesus is not Lord.
但是在回教，耶稣不是主。
And so no one wants to read about him or hear about him.
所以没有人来到是想来到是去读到关于他所做所讲的。
This is actually one of the reasons for the project I'm now working in, to answer a book, a Muslim book that's written against the Bible.
这个就是我现在做紧的一个计划，那个的原因，是有一本的书，回教的书，来到是反对基督徒的。
Muslims like to say the Bible is corrupted and falsified.
回教徒喜歡來說我們的聖經是錯誤的，是受到污染的。
So they say, don't read it.
所以他們說不要讀。
So our project is to answer those accusations.
所以我們的計劃就是要來到去向這些指控來到作出答覆。
Defend the word of God.
來到去維護我們的信仰。
To write a book to answer the accusations.
来到写一本书，来到系向呢个嘅指控嚟到作出回复。
So we can invite the Muslims come read these beautiful words that Jesus said and the story of what he did.
令到我哋可以嚟到邀请呢啲嘅回教徒，叫佢哋嚟到去读呢本嘅圣经，去睇耶稣所讲呢啲咁美丽嘅说话，嚟到系去睇嚟到去读耶稣所做嘅事。
But the most important point here is that in Islam, the Muslims have given authority to someone else.
但是在这里最重要的一点就是在回教里面，他们将他们的权柄来到是给了另外的一位。
They say that other one can tell us what to do.
他说另外那一位能够是告诉我们知怎样去做。
They say what he said, what he did,is for us our law.
他說另外那一位所做所講的是可以我們去跟從，是成為我們的律法。
Now I'm not here this morning to give a big lesson on Islam.
我今天在這裡不是要給大家有一個很長關於回教那個的介紹。
If you like, we can do that another time, another place.
如果你哋喜歡嘅話，我哋可以喺另外一個時間或者另外一個地方，我哋可以咁樣做。
But I just want to point out this one point: the lordship, the authority, has been taken from Jesus and given to another.
我只係想指出一件事，就係喺回教裏邊呢個嘅主，佢哋將佢係俾咗另外一個人，將呢個權柄係俾咗另外一個人。
I'd like to tell a couple of stories to show how this.How this works when a Muslim comes to Lord Jesus.
我想同大家講一兩個嘅故事，係關於當一個回教徒成為咗基督徒係點樣樣嘅。
First of all, a story about Muhammad, a man from Iraq.
第一個故事咧，就係關於一個咧係從伊拉克嚟，叫做穆罕默德嘅人。
He moved to the country of Jordan, and there he met the Lord Jesus.
他搬了去約旦這個地方，在約旦他是 遇到我哋嘅主耶稣基督。
He started to read what Jesus did and what he said.
佢嘗試嚟到去讀究竟耶穌係講啲乜嘢，寫做啲乜嘢。
And he went to the Christian worship services.
佢去呢個基督徒嘅敬拜裏邊。
Now in Jordan, my friend Muhammad, he used to always walk the same way to his work.
咁喺約旦嘅地方，我呢位朋友穆罕默德咧，佢係。每日咧都係走同一條路咧嚟到翻工嘅。
And on the way, he always saw a homeless man.
佢當佢行緊嘅時候咧，佢係見到一個無家可歸嘅人。
And now one day when he was going close to that man, God told him, "Tell this man Jesus loves you."
咁咧，當有一日當佢走近呢個人嘅時候，神就話俾佢知。走埋去嗰個人度，同佢講主耶穌愛你。
He thought, why should I tell him? What good can it do?
咁佢就諗，點解我要咁樣同佢講咧？對佢有啲咩嘅好處咧
？But God told him again, tell him Jesus loves you.
咁咧，佢但係神再話俾佢知，去話俾佢知耶穌愛你。
So when he came to the man, that's what he said. He just says, Jesus loves you.
所以他就這樣照做了，他就走去那個人那裡跟那個人說耶穌愛你。
He didn't know what else to say right then.
他當時他都不知道再說什麼。
But there was a sweet shop nearby.
但是那裡附近有一間的糖果店。
So he went and got a tray of sweets, bought them and gave them to the homeless man.
他就走進去那個糖果店，買了一些糖果就給了那個人。
He said, in the name of Jesus who loves you.
咁佢就話係喺在奉耶穌基督嘅名，我買咗呢啲俾你。
Now there was another man, a Muslim man, sitting nearby.
咁另外喺附近有一個回教徒係坐咗喺嗰度。
He said, "What are you doing?"
咁佢就話：呢度做乜嘢啊
？This is strange what you say and what you do.
咁話你所做所講嘅好奇怪喎。
He says, we Muslims always treat you Christians badly.
他說我們回教徒經常都對你們的基督徒很差的。
We say your Jesus is only a prophet.
我們說你的耶穌只是一個先知。
But you don't protest.
但是你沒有來到去抗議。
You don't fight with us.
但是你又沒有來到去跟我來到去爭這件事。
But if we get angry with you, we will fight you.
但係如果我哋去同你有啲嘅咩嘅憤怒爭執嘅時候，我哋就會同你打過。
Why we will kill you if we can？
如果我哋能夠嘅時候，我會殺死你。
So why don't you Christians fight like that？
點解你哋啲基督徒唔會好似我哋咁樣嚟到去爭鬥嘅咧
？Why do you keep quiet？
點解你係仍然保持咁靜嘅咧
？So Muhammad, who's a Christian, he said.Actually, we have no choice.
咁啊，呢個穆罕默德係佢係一個嘅基督徒，咁佢就會同佢講，因為我哋冇選擇嘅餘地。
We follow the Lord Jesus.
因為我哋跟從耶穌基督。
He's the Lord. He tells us what to do.
佢係主，佢話俾我哋知我哋要點做。
He said, "Don't take revenge."
佢話唔好報仇。
You have to love your enemy.
你要愛你嘅仇敵。
This is His law.
这个是他的律法。
So we follow him.
所以我们跟从他。
That's why I do what I do.
所以我就做我要做的事。
Well, that Muslim man was so surprised.
这个的回教徒非常之感到奇怪。
And Muhammad said, well, let's meet tonight and talk.
这个穆罕默德就跟他说，好啊，我们不如我们今晚来到聚在一起，我们来到可以倾谈一下。
And in the home, then Muhammad could tell that Muslim about Jesus.
咁喺佢嘅屋企，喺佢屋企嗰度，穆罕默德就能夠係向呢個基督徒係講到關於耶穌基督嘅事。
He had so many questions.
佢有呢個嘅回教徒有好多嘅問題。
But Muhammad told him the truth about Jesus.
但係穆罕默德將耶穌嘅真理嚟到係俾話過俾佢知。
And that man prayed to receive Lord Jesus as his Savior.
那個人就禱告來到接受耶穌為他的主。
And so Muhammad said to that man, what is your country?
這個穆罕默德就問他，你是在哪個國家來的？
He said, Saudi Arabia.
佢話喺沙地阿拉伯嚟嘅。
I just came with my daughter here for medical treatment.
我係啱啱咧從嗰度嚟，係同我個醫生嚟，係為係要得到一啲嘅治療。
I'm just here for a little while.
我只係嚟依度咧好短嘅時間嘅啫。
But now we're going back.
我而家要翻翻去啦。
So he accepted Jesus and took it back to his country, Saudi Arabia.
咁所以佢就接受咗耶穌，將然之後就翻到去佢沙地阿拉伯嘅國家嗰度。
I just tell this story to show how when Jesus becomes Lord, everything is different.
我講呢個故事係要話俾大家聽，當一個人接受咗主嘅時候，樣樣嘢都唔同咗啦。
Muhammad has written his story in a beautiful little book.
穆罕默德將佢嘅故事係寫咗落嚟，成為一本嘅書。
And he was here in the English service.
佢今日喺英文崇拜嗰度咧，係有同我喺埋一齊。
So we put some copies of this book in the library.
咁所以咧，我哋將有幾本咧，我哋將佢咧係擺咗喺圖書館嗰度。
So it's in English and Arabic.
佢係用英文同埋阿拉伯文嚟到寫嘅。
Sorry, not yet Cantonese.
仲未有廣東話嘅版本。
But if somebody can translate,
如果有人能夠翻譯嘅話
，maybe one short story because we told yesterday. What do you think, Suelin, about Wajdi?
或者我哋可以講多嘅古，講多一個古仔，就係我哋琴日都講過嘅，就係關於 Wajdi 呢個人嘅故事。
Just we tell it quickly, but it's a beautiful story.
我哋好快咁嚟到去講，但係咧呢個係一個好美麗嘅一個故事。
Wajdi was a Muslim in Sudan, in the north part of the country.
呢個 Wajdi 係喺蘇丹北部嘅一個回教徒。
And when he was in high school, his Muslim teacher used to tell him, always try to cause trouble for the Christians.
當佢喺呢個中學嘅時候，佢中學嘅老師就成日都同佢講，佢話咧，你哋要去找呢啲基督徒嘅麻煩。
So when Wajdi went to the big city to do his university,
咁當呢個 Wajdi 去到一個大城市嗰度係入大學嘅時候咧。
He looked for chances to cause trouble to the Christians.
咁佢咧就成日咧想揾機會咧找基督徒嘅麻煩。
And he had a very strange club in his mosque.
咁喺佢嘅回教廟嗰度咧，佢有一個好奇怪嘅一個嘅會社。
He and his friends used to get together every week.
咁佢同佢嘅朋友咧係每個禮拜咧會聚埋一齊。
And they would discuss who can we cause trouble to this week.
咁佢咧就會嚟到係去其實討論一下咧，究竟佢哋今個禮拜可以找邊一個人嘅麻煩。
Who can we go beat？
佢哋可以打邊個
？Who can we kill？
佢哋可以殺邊個
？This is his testimony。
呢個係佢嘅見證。
And so one week they said, Wajdi, your turn。
咁咧有一個禮拜，佢哋就話啦：，Wajdi， 今個禮拜輪到你啦。
Now Wajdi had a Christian who was trying to witness to him。Who was being friendly to him?
Wajdi 咧，佢有一個人咧，係一個基督徒嘅朋友咧，佢咧係同佢咧係好朋友，係希望咧能夠係同佢嚟到講見證。
So they said, Wajdi, let's go get him.
咁咧呢個佢所以嗰啲人咧就話啦 ，Wajdi， 不如咧你就去揾佢麻煩啦。
Well, Wajdi didn't like that, but he was in the club.
咁啊 ，Wajdi 咧就唔係好中意呢件事，但係咧佢，但係佢係喺個會社裏邊嘅一份子喎。
So they went at night to where they thought that fellow sleeping。
咁咧，所以咧，佢哋咧就夜晚走到去咧，佢哋以為嗰個人係所住嘅地方。
And they took a big club。
咁佢帶咗一支好大嘅棍。
And where that guy was sleeping, they started to beat him。
咁啊，當呢個人嚟到瞓緊覺嘅時候咧，咁佢就用呢個棍咧嚟到打佢。
And Wajdi says in his testimony, he says he heard the bones cracking.
咁咧喺佢嘅見證裏邊 ，Wajdi 話咧，佢就甚至可以聽到嗰啲嘅崩咧係撕裂嗰個聲音。
And when they finished that guy, they went out.
咁啊，當佢嚟到打死咗呢個人之後咧，咁佢嗰個佢哋咧就走咗去啦。
Well, Wajdi had some problems in his life.
呢個嘅 Wajdi 喺佢嘅生活上邊咧，佢有一啲嘅問題。
And the Muslims started to reject him。
咁佢呢啲嘅回教徒嘅朋友咧，就開始咧嚟到係同佢疏遠啦。
And so he started to make friends with some Christians.
咁佢咧，於是咧就開始咧同一啲嘅基督徒朋友咧嚟到係嘅，就係同一啲基督徒成為朋友啦。
And one day he went to their meeting.
咁啊，有一日佢去佢哋嘅聚會嗰度。
And somebody said, stood up and said, "Oh, I'm in university, but I'm getting very bad marks because my teacher knows I'm a Christian, so my teacher is giving me bad marks."
咁有一個人咧，企起身話：啊，我喺呢個大學裏邊咧，我得到咧好低嘅分數，因為我嘅老師咧係一嘅係知道我係基督徒，所以咧就俾咗我好低嘅分數。
And they said, "Pray for my teacher."
咁佢話：請你為我嘅老師嚟到祈禱啦。
Another one stood up, said, "I lost my job." Because my boss knows I'm a Christian, he took away my job.
咁咧，另外一個咧又企起身話我咧冇咗我份工，因為我嘅老闆咧知道我係一個基督徒，所以咧佢就炒咗我魷魚啦。
So please pray for my boss.
咁咧，請你咧為我嘅老闆嚟到祈禱。
So Wajdi was surprised.
依個嘅Wajdi咧就好驚訝。
He says, "What's the problem with you?"
佢話：你有啲咩問題啊
If your teacher is giving you bad marks, let's go beat her.
咁咧，如果你嘅老師嚟到係俾好低分數你，你咪打佢咯。
If your boss took away your job, come on, let's go get him.
咁咧，如果你嘅老闆嚟到係去炒你魷魚嘅時候，好啦，我哋去啊，我哋打餐佢，打佢一餐啦。
I like that translation. So they smiled, they said, "Wajdi, we can't do this."
He
says, "What are you talking? You can't do this? What do you mean?"
Say,
"This is against our law." Your law? What is your law? And so they took the Bible.
所以佢哋就拎出一本嘅聖經。
They showed him Matthew 5, 6, 7。
咁佢哋咧就俾佢睇馬太福音第五章、第六章、第七章。
They said, "Wajdi, this is the Sermon on the Mount."
佢哋同佢講，佢話Wajdi 呢個咧叫做登山寶訓。
This is from our Lord.
呢個係由我哋嘅主而嚟嘅。
This is our law.
呢個就係我哋嘅律法。
So they gave him an Arabic Bible.
所以佢哋咧就俾咗佢一本阿拉伯文嘅聖經。
Wajdi, you read it.
咁佢 Wajdi 就嚟到去讀啦。
So he started to read that night.
咁佢就開嗰晚開始嚟到去讀。
He read all night.
咁佢就成晚咁嚟到去讀。
He said they didn't tell me where Sermon on the Mount ends.
咁咧佢哋，但係咧佢哋咧就冇講到俾 Wajdi 知咧，究竟登山寶訓喺邊度結束嘅。
But you see, by that time, it was all finished.
咁到佢讀完曬嘅時候咧
，He gave his heart to the Lord Jesus.
咁佢就將佢嘅心嚟係俾咗耶穌基督。
Now there's more to the story.
咁咧，仲呢個故事仲有下文嘅噃。
And you can ask him.
你可以問下佢。
Because he's a Alliance pastor in Calgary.
咁咧，因為咧，佢係喺卡城呢笪地方一個宣道會嘅牧師嚟嘅。
The Arabic congregation there
係嗰度嘅阿拉伯嘅會眾嘅牧師。
But I'll just tell you one detail。
咁我只係咧想講有少少呢個嘅故事。
You know when he went to kill that guy？
咁你記唔記得我講咧？佢去殺咗呢個嘅人。
That was not his friend。
但係呢個唔係佢嘅朋友。
It's someone else who died。
係另外一個人死咗。
But when Wajdi started to get in trouble，
但係當呢個 Wajdi 係開始有麻煩嘅時候
，Who was the first one who came to talk with him and help him and pray with him？
咁係邊一個係第一個嚟到去同佢嚟到係去講説話嚟到係去幫助佢咧
？It was that Christian he wanted to kill。
係嗰位佢想殺死嗰位嘅基督徒。
You see how the Lord Jesus makes such a difference.
你哋見到呢個主耶穌基督係成為一個幾大嘅分別。
This is the problem with Islam, brothers and sisters. This is the problem.
呢個就係回教嘅呢個嘅問題。
They need to know Lord Jesus as their Lord。
佢哋要需要知道耶穌係佢哋係耶穌係主。
Let's close with a few thoughts back from Romans 10.
我哋喺結束嘅時候，我哋翻到去羅馬書嘅第十章嗰度。
How will people know about the Lord Jesus unless, how will people be saved except that they confess that Jesus is Lord?
究竟人點樣可除咗係承認耶穌係主之外，點樣可以得救呢？
Does the Bible offer any other way?
喺聖經裏邊有冇提供另外一啲嘅方法呢？
The Bible definitely offers a way.
聖經是很肯定的，來到提供了這個的方法。
Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord.
口裡認耶穌為主。
Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead.
心裡信神叫他從死裡復活。
You will be saved.
就必得救。
Have you believed it?
你有沒有這樣相信呢？
Have you confessed it?
你有沒有承認呢？
Is there any other way?
有沒有其他的方法呢？
I like the way you recited those verses, Romans 10, 13, 14, 15.
我好喜歡你哋嚟到係去讀呢個嘅十三節、十四節、十五節。
How can people be saved unless they hear, unless someone preaches to them, unless someone sends the preacher, right?
如果冇人聽見嘅時候，點能夠去信佢咧？冇人信佢嘅時候，點樣去求告佢咧？
If Jesus is indeed the Lord of all,
如果耶穌真係主，係萬真係萬有嘅主嘅時候，
the Lord of the living and the dead,
係死人活人嘅主嘅時候，
and all authority in heaven and on earth is in His hands,
如果天上地下所有嘅權柄都喺佢嘅手裏邊嘅時候，
shouldn't the whole world acknowledge and confess His lordship?
岂唔係全世界都需要嚟到係去承認佢嗰個嘅主咩？佢嘅主呢個嘅事實咩
？So what is our Lord? What is our witness here in Richmond and Vancouver?
我哋喺温哥華同埋列治文呢度嘅見證係啲乜嘢咧
？Do we call people to Jesus as Lord?
我哋有冇呼召其他嘅人係承認耶穌係主咧
？Do we make them His disciples?
我哋有冇叫讓佢哋成為基嘅門徒咧
？I just want to encourage each one of you in making Jesus Lord in your life。
我想鼓勵大家嚟到係讓基督成為你嘅主。
I want to encourage your witness as a church in Richmond and Vancouver。
我想鼓勵大家係作為一個嘅教會嚟到係喺温哥華同埋列治文嚟到作見證。
Encourage you to call out and send missionaries for special purposes.
我想鼓勵大家嚟到係去呼召嚟到差傳人嚟到係去作佢嘅見證。
And to continue supporting mission with your gifts and your prayers.
用金錢同埋你嘅祈禱嚟到係去支持差傳嘅事工。
God bless you.
願神祝福大家。